down.
然后我就跟弟兄姊妹说，赶快记下来这么历史性的时刻。
Today we are so desperate.
今天我们是最迫切的一天。
And when they write it down,
当他们写下来时。
One or two weeks later,
几个星期以后
suddenly few people get saved.
我们就看到有人开始得救。
You understand?
你明白吗？
Just about when you are about to give up is when the breakthrough is coming.
就是当你快要放弃的时候，其实就是突破的开始了。
Amen? When the people of Israel went into the promised land, that's when they saw the giants.
那以色列人他们去到了迦南美地，才看到巨人哦。
If you misunderstand God, you think that God wants to kill you.
如果你误会神，你可能以为神要派巨人来杀你。
But look, so what looks like the opposite, actually, in fact, is what God wants to do.
其实你要看到这种问题的时候，以后就要反向思维，要看到神的作
为。I find in my Christian life and in your Christian life, God has an aim.
我发现在我们的基督徒的生命当中，神一定有一个目的。
God wants to get closer to us.
因为神想跟你亲近。
And secondly,
还有。
God wants you to defeat your enemies.
神想让你的击败你的仇敌。
Amen. You see, when we were young people, we were very happy.
当我们很年轻的时候，我们就会很开心，是不是？
But the enemy comes.
但是敌人就来了。
And mess our minds up.
然后让我们的头脑混乱。
Mess our family.
让我们的家庭混乱。
God wants you to, as a Christian, break through in all those things.
所以神想让我们作为基督徒能够突破这些事情。
Amen. And Last week I was talking about the Ten Commandments.
上一周呢，我有讲到十诫。
How the Ten Commandments is a real blessing.
说十诫对我们来说是祝福。
It should not be something that we look upon as negative.
我们不是以一个负面的形象去看十诫。
A lot of people do not want to become Christians because they don't like the Ten Commandments.
那很多人都害怕成为基督徒，是说看到十诫就害怕了。
You see, the reason why God gave the Ten Commandments is not really for Him.
其实神给那十诫根本就不是为了神自己。
It is a way for you to get closer to Him.
其实是为了让你我能够更加亲近主。
So that He can set us free.
这样子神就可以让我们得释放。
From the bondages and all the slavery.
在我们那些所有被奴役的那些枷锁中得释放。
Amen. So that's why it's important for you to know the Ten Commandments.
所以啊，知道十诫是非常重要的。
You know, many Christians today probably won't know where to find it.
很多基督徒自己连找十诫还不知道在圣经哪里可以找到呢。
Exodus chapter 20.
是要去出埃及记二十章找到哦。
Remember that.
记住哦。
Exodus chapter 20.
要记住哦，出埃及记二十章。
Is where the Ten Commandments are.
是十诫的所在。
The next question is, what are the Ten Commandments?
那第二个问题就是那十诫，你知道是哪十诫吗？
Now that's tough.
好难是不是？
But it used to be something that most believers knew.
那以前呢，那些信徒们都会背得来很熟的。
Even in school,
他们在小学就开始。
Every church when you go to, there's the Ten Commandments.
你没去到教会的时候，看到墙上挂的都是十诫。
A lot of schools in America will have the Ten Commandments somewhere in the school.
美国的学校里面，基本上每所学校里面都有挂十诫。
Because the Ten Commandments are not a set of rules.
因为十诫其实并不是规条给我
们的。Like last week, I was saying, it is a mirror.
其实是给像我们上周所讲的是一个镜子
so that we can see what's wrong
是通过这面镜子我们可以自己看到问题
but the mirror cannot fix what's wrong
但是这个镜子却不能够帮助你解决问题
the mirror will also show you what's causing the problem
镜子只能让你反省到到底是什么原因造成了今天的这一切
and we realize it's the heart problem.
其实到最后，应该你我都能意识到，是我们心出了问题。
So the Ten Commandments helped you to also, it takes you back to God.
所以啊，十诫的目的是把我们跟神拉得更亲近。
So that you realize I need help.
让我们更知道我们根本这么的需要神。
Amen. So the Ten Commandments reflects what's happening to you.
所以十诫是能够反射出、投射出你里面的事情。
This morning, the first thing you did, you looked into the mirror.
就是好像你早上一起来，第一件事你就照了镜子。
You didn't just come to church.
你没有直接来到教会。
You looked into the mirror.
你先照了镜子。
Just in case.
就怕万一呢
？Something's wrong with your hair.
头发不太好看、啊。
Or your face.
或者是脸不太好看、啊、
Amen. You don't want someone to tell you.
你不想有人告诉你说。
And then secondly.The mirror reveals what's inside you.
那还有一呢，就是镜子能够照到你心里的问题。
And thirdly, the mirror, the Ten Commandments help us to realign ourselves to return to God.
那第三个点呢，就是十诫可以帮助我们重新找回神，和神又走到一条道上去。
But there's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament when it comes to the Ten Commandments.
那我们看要用什么样的眼光来看十诫了？是旧约的眼光还是新约的眼光？
And today I want to show you that the Ten Commandments is our tutor.
那今天我想给你们看到的是，十诫其实是我们的老师。
Amen. And we have the title slide. It's our tutor.
他是我们的教师。
Now you would have thought the tutor is the Holy Spirit.
你们可能会说，不是说教师是圣灵吗？
No, the tutor originally was the Ten Commandments.
其实最原始的教师就是十诫。
It's the law of God.
其实是神的律法。
Amen. The Ten Commandments summarizes God's law.
因为这十诫只是把神所有的律法总结成了十条。
And it summarized like this: to love God with all your heart and mind and soul.
然后最后再总结成就是爱神和爱人这么两点。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
爱神和爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
Amen. So the Ten Commandments tells us how to live.
十诫告诉我们怎么样过生活。
Our purpose of living is to love God and love people.
那我们来过生活的目的就是去爱神和爱人。
It also gives us a glimpse of heaven.
也能够让我们看到天上的美好。
In heaven, we love God and we love people.
因为在天上的美好就是我们又爱神，我们又爱人。
And God, or the Ten Commandments also show this is how God wants us to live.
十诫也会给我们让看到说，这样就是神想让我们过的生活。
This is a revelation of.How we can be happy and content.
是给我们一个启示，让我们知道怎么样才能真的喜乐和满足呢？
We can love God and love people.
让我们既可以爱神，又可以爱人。
We are happy.
我们就会满足喜乐了。
Content.
也会满足了。
Amen. Hallelujah. But there is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the way they view the.Ten Commandments.
那要看你们用什么样的滤镜，是旧约的滤镜还是新约的滤镜来看十诫这么回事。
Both are mirrors.
两个都是一种滤镜和镜子。
The law, the Ten Commandments has not changed.
其实这个十诫本身就没变化过。
But in the Old Testament, God wanted to use the mirror to show Israel how sinful they are.
那旧约的滤镜呢，主要是要给以色列子民看到他们到底有多么的罪过。
And that they can never save themselves.
让他们看到，他们真的自己没有办法拯救自己的
罪。By their own effort.
靠他们自己是没可能的。
So God is saying to the world and to Israel, you mankind can never save itself.
所以神想要人类知道，人类自己是救不了自己的。
Because man is under the sin, that the slavery and the bondage of sin.
因为人类自己已经掉入了罪的枷锁里面。
When you're under the bondage, you can never be free.
当你在罪的枷锁里面，你自己解不开的。
And in order to do so, God made it the law.
所以为了让大家知道呢，他就给了一个律法，神就给了律法。
In a covenant.
让在约里面，旧约里面。
And so in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments became a judge. It judged them.
所以旧约里面看到十诫感觉是一个审判的东西。
To make man completely and utterly realize that they can do nothing.
让人被审判到看到自己真的是一无是处。
To help themselves.
自己也无法救自己。
And that they will keep breaking the law.
而且还不停地去犯法，犯那个律法。
And so they needed a savior.
让他们意识到他们真需要一个救主。
But in the New Testament, when the Savior is already here,
那在新约时代里面，那我们的救主
已经来了。The Ten Commandments is no longer a law that is under a covenant.
那十诫这个事情已经不再是旧约律法下的那种律法。
But the Ten Commandments now operates in grace.
那十诫现在是以一种恩典的方式给
了我们。It is now a mirror to reveal to you.
是一个镜子来给我们启示到。
How well you are walking with God.
看看你和神的关系如何了。
What's making you stumble?
是在什么事情上面你会跌倒呢？
What's causing you problems in life?
在什么样的事情造成了我今天的生活中这样的问题呢？
What's causing doors to close? What's causing doors to open?
是什么问题使这扇门关了，又是这扇门打开呢？
Why is Christianity not quite working?
为什么我所信的信仰不管
用呢？ Why is my prayers are not quite being answered?
为什么我的祷告没有得答案呢？
Because we have neglected God's standard.
Why is
it in my life I'm not happy at the moment?
How, it doesn't
matter how many holidays I take, I still feel got no energy.
You know, I
remember people keep mentioning that for 10 years I travel 40, 50 countries a year.
那个时候我十年我都可以 去50个国家,
every year, 40 or 50 countries.
每一年就是40到50个国家,
and many times when I finish the sermon, I go to Heathrow.
每次我一讲完道, 我就跑去希斯罗机场。
Then a couple of sisters who works in Heathrow, they give me a facial.
那在那希斯罗机场的那些工作的姊妹们 看到了我, 还给我做了脸。
And one of them gave me a very strong brandy.
还有一个人给我喝了一种很浓的酒。
And trying to put me to sleep.
然后为了让我能够睡一个好觉。
And then I used to take the plane. I used to be in São Paulo. I used to be in Argentina. Anywhere.
所以我会去了好多地方，就像刚才说什么阿根廷啊，各个地方就不停地飞。
Then I fly back on Friday.
然后我星期五又飞回来。
And then I'll be preaching on Sunday.
然后我星期天又开始讲道。
And often it repeats.
然后我的生活基本上就是这样子的一个规律。
And where do I get my energy from?
那你问我，我的这样的精力从哪里来？
You see, you can be tired on the outside.
你感觉外面是累的,
but the power of God is inside.
但是神的能力却在里面。
Amen. So you don't need a holiday. 所以, what you need is to spend time with God.
所以你所需要的不是说要去度假, 而是需要跟神有一个好的关系。
When you encounter God, God is a powerful being.
神是一个很伟大的力量。
Every time when you encounter him, he imparts energy to you.
当你跟神相遇的时候, 神的力量就会进入到你里面。
I remember traveling to Hong Kong once, and I was so tired.
我记得有一次在飞向香港的那一次的飞机上,
because you skip a day of sleep.
我当时已经有一天没有睡觉了。
But I remember it was a Friday, it was a Thursday, and on the next day I needed to go to China.
我还记得当时是星期四，然后我星期五马上就要飞中国。
And I know that they make you preach every single day for 3 days.
我知道一旦要去了中国，那些中国的基督徒会抓着我，每天每天的来讲道。
Normally they say, Pastor, welcome. Here's a cup of cold water or here's a tang. Drink it.
我每次一去呢，他们怎么招待我的，就说，哎，来牧师，这是喝水，或者来喝一碗汤。
And then for 3 days, you disappear.
然后三天就看不到别的事情了。
And then you're ministering
不停地在侍奉,
8-10 hours a day.
就是大概一天有10个小时的侍奉。
So Thursday, I was saying, God, I'm dead.
然后星期四我就跟神说, 神啊, 我快要死了。
I said, I don't think I can last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
我觉得我星期五, 星期六, 星期天要连着撑三天是肯定撑不了了。
And so I just lying on the bed.
所以我当时就躺在床上。
And then God's presence come.
然后神的灵就来到。
And he just moved up and down.
然后神的同在上上下下的在我身上运行。
After time he went that way, I was full of energy.
所以从头到脚的运行让我全部得力。
And the worst thing is I couldn't sleep.
然后最后太过得力，就搞得我那天晚上睡不着觉。
See, God can empower us.
所以神可以这样的给力量。
And I tell you, within the Ten Commandments, there is that provision.
所以在十诫里面就有这样子的提供,
of energy,
有这样子能力的提供,
of power. And I'll show you where it is.
然后我会给你们看到,
one of the commandments provides that.
有一个神的诫命就给我们看到这个。
So each commandment provides something.
那每一个诫命都会给我们看到一个提供。
It's a blessing.
是神的提供的祝福。
It is for your good.
是为了你的好,
not for God's good.
不是为了神的好处。
Amen. Amen. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
来，我们一起来看哥林多后书3章7到8节。
Now this is talking about the Old Testament.
这个是在讲旧约哦。
How the law became a ministry of death.
讲旧约的律法怎么成为了那死的侍奉。
So the Ten Commandments judges Israel.
所以十诫当时是在审判以色列人。
To say to them, there's no way you will be able to save yourself.
十诫在对以色列人说, 你们根本就没办法自救。
So therefore, what's waiting for you is death.
所以前面所等着你的是死亡。
And Paul calls it the ministry of death.
所以保罗用的词是属死的侍奉。
Verse 7 says, Now if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory which has been brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory?
第七节说，那用字刻在石头上属死的侍奉尚且有荣光，以致以色列人因摩西脸上那逐渐褪色的荣光不能定睛再看他的脸。
So the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments is seen as a ministry of death.
所以十诫在这里面我们看到的是属死的侍奉。
But look what it says in Hebrews chapter 10.
那我们再来看希伯来书第十章又是怎么解释的呢？
For talking about the New Testament now.
现在我们是看到的是新约哦。
The New Covenant.
看到新约是怎么立的。
For this is the covenant, for I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God.And they will be my people.
希伯来书八章十节，主又说：那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们的心思里，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So Paul is teaching us there's a big change.
所以保罗的教导
，Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
所以从旧约到新约，这个教导就有变化。
The Old Covenant was that the Ten Commandments were written on stone.
旧约的那个十诫是写在石板上的。
And it was a mirror to tell you, you will die.
写在石板上的目的就像镜子一样告诉我们，我们最后会死。
Because you cannot fulfill.
因为你自己没有办法去满足那律法。
But what God has done in the new covenant.
但是神放在新约里面呢？
Because Jesus fulfilled the Ten Commandments.
因为耶稣自己已经成就了那
新约的律法。And all the laws associated
with it. 和所有旧约的律法都成就了。
And what God did instead
那神所做的就是
was taken the law
他把这个律法拿起来
by the Holy Spirit
借着圣灵
and he wrote them in our hearts
然后他写到了人的心里面
What does it mean by that?
这样子是什么意思
It means the Ten Commandments now has become the Holy Spirit
现在是在说十诫是要借着圣灵而来
and the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts
然后圣灵却内住在了我们里面
and as the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts
那当圣灵内住在我们里面时
We will have the Ten Commandments inside our hearts.
那我们就已经把十诫带进我们里面了。
So from now on,
所以从现在开始
the Holy Spirit will convict us.
圣灵会来感动我们。
Will make us aware.
会让我们认识到
that you're not doing the right thing.
我们自己没有做对事情。
So therefore, it is not there to condemn you.
所以它所存在的目的不再是来定罪我们。
The Ten Commandments is there to guide you.
而是去向导我们，带领
我们。It's a checklist.
像是一个填表格就打勾
is a health check.
就像那个身体打勾的表格。
Are you walking right with God?
你有没有跟神的关系？
Are you living your life correctly?
你没有，是不是按着神的方法在过活？
Because it matters to you.
因为这个对你很重要。
Whether your life is joyful or miserable, successful or failure, a lot has to do with the commandments.
不管你是喜乐不喜乐，幸福不幸福，这个可能都跟你的里面的十诫有关。
It means nothing to us if we don't know what the commandments are.
那如果我们要问问题，自己都不知道十诫是什么，那问什么呢？
Amen. So the law will be written in our hearts.
所以这些律法是写在了人的心
上。Verse 11 says, "And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' and they shall all know me." For the least of them to the greatest.
十一节说，他们个人都不用再教导自己的乡亲和自己的弟兄，说你要认识主，因为从最小的到最大的，他们都要认识我。
So when the Holy Spirit came into our hearts,
所以当圣灵进入到我们里面
时 the law is written in our hearts.
这个律法就写在我们心里了。
Our conscience.
然后我们自己都下意识的
know what's right and wrong.
就知道什么是对，什么是错。
So therefore, in verse 11, it says, no one needs to teach you.
所以才会说，十一节才会说。你都不需要别人的教导。
And then verse 12 says,
然后十二节
For I will be merciful towards their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more.
说我要宽恕他们的不义，绝不再记得他们的罪恶。
So the law in our hearts is not there to condemn us.
所以在我们里面的律法不再是给我们定罪用的了。
But in fact, it reveals the mercy of God to us.
反而是来启示神给我们的宽恕和怜悯。
How do we know we are forgiven of our sins unless we know what sin is?
那我们怎么知道我们的罪被宽恕了？连我们对罪都不认识。
If I do not know something is wrong, then I don't know. I don't need forgiveness.
如果我都不知道有些事情是错的，那我还跟人家要宽恕做什么呢？
Is it with the law inside our hearts we know the love of God?
所以律法在我们的里面，就让我们知道神的爱。
Amen. If you know that you can't do this and yet God forgives you, then you know the Ten Commandments has shown you, hey.You failed, and yet God forgives you.
你明明知道自己做不到了，触犯了律法，可是你却知道神那么爱你，还宽恕了你，这就是他的作用。
Amen. You see, if you know murder is wrong, and you kill somebody, and then somebody forgives, and then God forgives you, then you see the mercy of God.
比如说你知道杀人是错的是有罪的然后呢你杀了人又知道神原谅了你那你是不是就感激神
对你原谅了 But if you're in a culture where murder is not a crime then there is no forgiveness
那如果在文化当中连杀人都不知道是个错的问题
是罪的话 And then when someone says God forgiven you say forgive me about what
然后有人对你说神会宽恕你你会自我说神宽恕我什么呀
God loves you loves me for what
神爱你神爱我什么呀
For murder
爱你这个谋杀
because he forgive you for murder.
因为神宽恕了你的谋杀
But if you don't feel you've done anything wrong,
如果你自己都不觉得自己有什么问题没有做错什么
you do not appreciate God's mercy.
那你就根本也不会去明白也愿意了解神的怜悯
Amen? That's why a lot of people, when we become a Christian, we don't appreciate the love of Jesus.
所以很多时候当我们成为基督徒了可是我们却不懂得怎么
感恩神的爱 We don't appreciate eternal life.
我们也不会了解到所给的永生的意义是什么
We don't appreciate heaven.
我们更加不知道所谓的天国又意味着什么
But,
但是
if God takes you for one day down into hell,
如果神把你带到地狱里面去玩一天的话
and let you suffer there,
让你在那里受受苦
and then after one day,
那在过了一天以后
Come and bring you back up.
再把你从地狱里面接回来。
Suddenly,
突然
you appreciate heaven.
你开始觉得哇，天上
真好。You appreciate eternal life.
你开始觉得原来有永生这么好。
And you appreciate what Jesus has done.
你才会觉得哇，原来耶稣所做的是这么好。
Hallelujah. It's only when somebody has a terminal disease.
只有当有一个人得了绝症时。
And when they're miraculously healed.
当他们在绝症中得完全医治。
They will appreciate life more than you and I.
他们会比你我更加的感恩生命。
And so the Ten Commandments is telling you.
所以十诫在告诉你我。
But unfortunately, we look at it negatively.
不幸的是我们会很用很负面的眼光来看十诫。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And in Galatians chapter 3 verse 24, he says, Therefore,The law was a tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith.
所以加拉太书三章二十四节说，这样律法是我们的启蒙老师，直到基督来了，好使我们因信称义。
So Paul is saying to the Galatians, although the Ten Commandments condemned the Israelites, showing them that they are doomed, that they are destined for death.
所以保罗是在对加拉太的人说，虽然律法在旧约里面是给人定罪的，让他们知道他们前面的路是死亡。
But if we look at it from the New Testament point of view, Paul is saying.
但是如果我们从新约的角度来看的话
the Ten Commandments actually is our tutor.
十诫其实是我们的启蒙
教师。Because it's revealing something to you.
因为他在给我们启示。
It's showing you something.
他在启示你我。
What the law is doing.
启示我们神在做什么。
And no other religion tells you that.
没有其他的宗教会这样启示你。
No other book, textbook in university can tell you what the Ten Commandments tell you.
没有哪个大学的那些教科书能够教你实践。
In ten simple commandments, God is telling you what's wrong.
在十诫里边就十个点，神可以把问题一针见血的给你看到。
What's wrong with you?
能够看到自己的问题。
In ten simple commandments, telling you what you need.
在那十点里面，你就能够看到你自己所需要的是什
么。In ten simple commandments, is telling you how to be happy.
十诫里面会告诉你要怎么样才能够过得喜乐。
How to be content.
怎么样过得满足。
Amen. You say, really?
你们可能会在质疑说
All this time we've been thinking Ten Commandments is negative
你可能会想我一直觉得十诫很糟糕的东西哦
Not according to David
不像大卫王那
样 You read throughout his Psalms
你读大卫的诗篇
How he loves the word
他说他这么的喜爱神的律法
Loves the law of God
喜爱神的律法
Before Joshua went into Canaan God tell him, meditate upon the law.
当约书亚还没有进迦南之时，神就对约书亚说：“你要思想神的律法。”
And the psalmist in Psalm 1 says, "If you want to be blessed, a blessed person should be walking in the commandments."
所以在连诗篇第一篇就开始说，如果你想成为有福的，那你就要走在神的律法当中。
And that's why David said he delights in God's law.
所以大卫王说我喜爱神的律法。
That's why the word of God.God's law is a path onto our feet.
所以我们才说神的话语是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
Amen. Because each time is telling you in a loving way.
因为每一次神都以爱的方式在告诉我们。
Not in a condemning way because we're in the New Testament.
不是以定罪的方式哦，我们现在是新约的基督徒。
Hey, Joshua, don't do this.
说 Joshua, 你不要这样做。
It's not good for your marriage.
这样子做对你的婚姻没有好处。
Don't do this. It's not good for your health.
别这样做，这样对你的身体没好处。
And yet, if we don't realize,
但是如果我们没有意识到
although the Holy Spirit is in our hearts,
也许圣灵是在我们里面
we can silence his voice.
但是我们却让他闭嘴了。
Often he speaks into our conscience.
很多时候他在我们的良心上对我们说话。
Don't do this.
说我们不要这样。
Don't do this.
不要这样。
And your heart feels 难过。
然后你的心里面也感受
uncomfortable.
你的心里面有搅动的。
But if we insist,
但是你却说还是要这样
We harden ourselves.
我们的心刚硬起来
And as a Christian, we should be walking in a life of blessing.
我们应该走在一个蒙福的生活中
But instead, we take counsel from the world.
但是我们却接受了这世界上的各种建议
You see, many times we bring the world view, the way the world sees things.
很多时候我们把这些世界上的鸡汤的视角
And we bring it into church.
带进教会的生活里来。
We bring it into our Bible reading.
带进到我们的圣经里面来。
And then we interpret the Bible that way.
然后我们就以这样的错误的视角来
解读圣经。So with the world view, you look at the Ten Commandments as restriction.
所以你带着世界的观点来看十诫的话，你会觉得神在限
制我们。God being picky.
你说神好刁钻啊。
Unloving.
好没爱啊。
A taskmaster.
好像一直要给我们有各种要求。和各种功
That's how our flesh feels it.
这是我们的肉体的感受。
And that's the lies of the enemy.
这也是魔鬼的谎言。
But in fact, all the time, God is trying to tell you through the commandments, "Hey, son, daughter, this is how you live a good life."
其实神想告诉我们的是说，儿子女儿，我跟你说这样的方法是为了让你能够过蒙福的生活。
So Galatians talks about it as a tutor.
所以加拉太书叫律法为
a supervisor,
成为
a guardian,
是使你的向导。
Amen. And also to reveal to you,
然后也会启示你说
that you need Jesus.
你需要基督。
And so Galatians chapter verse 3, verse 25, 26 says, "But after faith has come, we no longer are under a tutor, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus."
加拉太书三章二十五到二十六节说，但是这信既然来到，我们从此就不再是启蒙老师的手下了。其实你们借着信在基督耶稣里就能成为神的儿女。
So Paul is saying, when Jesus came,
当耶稣既然来到
the law is no longer the tutor anymore.
这个律法就不再给你当启蒙老师了。
Because the Holy Spirit has taken that role.
因为圣灵现在取代了刚才那个角色。
And he will convict you of your sins.
现在圣灵会来告诉你你有没有犯罪这件事情。
Amen. For somebody to tell you you are doing something wrong is loving and kind.
如果真的有人真心的告诉你你所做的事情是错的这是爱
Have you ever seen on X Factor or Britain's Got Talent when somebody cannot sing they sing out the tune
你们有没有看到在英国的那种歌唱的娱乐节目里面当有人真的唱歌唱的超难听的
And yet the young lady or young man throughout her entire life the mom and dad has always told them you got a gift in singing
但是这些可怜的孩子们他们的爸爸妈妈从小就跟他们撒谎说哎呀你唱歌超好听了
All their life just say 哇你唱歌很好听啊
You sing so nice
But all the time they sound like a strangled chicken
其实他唱的像鸡和鸭的声音
Am I? So if they sound like a chicken, how can they be a songbird?
如果他听的就像是鸡和鸭的声音，这个人唱歌，别人怎么会喜欢呢？
But it takes love to say to you, "Hey, you're a chicken, not a nightingale."
其实是需要有一个爱的人对你说实话，你的声音有点像小鸡在叫，所以还是不要唱了。
And that's why our children.Nobody's telling them what's really going on.
所以很多孩子们，他们并没有大人真的跟他们说一些实实在在的东西。
But more often, we sound like when you have a voice that sounds like a bird, people will say to you, "You sound horrible." That's what happened today.
那今天也有会人说，有的人他们的声音像鸟一样的声音，可是别人却跟你说，你听着真难听。
How many people look so beautiful?And yet people keep telling them you look ugly.
相反的来说，也有很多人其实本来很好看，可是却被别人说他很丑，所以就误解了。
But with God's word, He tells you the truth.
但是神的话语永远是告诉的是真实的东西。
That's why last week I say the Ten Commandments helps to reveal your character.
所以
It unlocks your character, tell you what's wrong, what's need fixing, and how you can fix it.
十诫会告诉你，你的性格里面到底哪一些方面出了问题了，哪些需要处理，哪些不需要。
And that we are wonderfully made.
然后让我们知道，我们都是奇妙受造。
There's nothing wrong with our character.
我们的性格本没有错。
But what's wrong?
错的是
is sin in us.
是里头罪所带来的行为。
It makes our character look ugly.
让我们的个性被污染了。
But when we give ourselves over to Christ,
所以当我们把自己交给主的时候。
God will turn our character and shine through us.
主会来重新来拿到我们的个性，让他为主发光。
Amen. Hallelujah. And so, if the Ten Commandments is a mirror,
如果十诫是镜子的话
，Let's have a look. Let me shine the mirror on your face today.
那我今天就把这个十诫的镜子今天放到你面前。
Are you up for a revision?
你们今天要不要复习一下自己？
For what the Ten Commandments are.
我们来想一想十诫是什么。
I'd like to shine the mirror on your face.
我今天想把这个镜子就摆在大家的面前。
And comment on one or two.
然后在上面挑一两点来讲。
First of all, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2, he says, I am the Lord God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
出埃及记二十章第二节说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。”
Okay, first of all, you need to know.
首先，你需要知道。
Our God is not any old God.
我们的神跟其他的神不一样。
Our God is one.
我们的神就是一个神。
There is no other God.
没有别的神跟他相比。
By being God, it means He is supreme, sovereign.
我们说是他是神，那他就是无穷大的。
There is nobody else like him.
没有任何其他的东西能和他相
比。Supreme means nobody as powerful as him.
是超越一切的，没有任何能力可以与他并比。
But when we say God is Jesus is just one of the gods, then he's no longer God.
如果我们只是说耶稣是很多很多神之间的一个神的话，那他就不算神了吧。
Because if there's another God like God, means God is no longer supreme.
那如果还有别的神也能像神，那神就谈不上是这么无穷大。
Amen. So God introduced Himself. I am the God who brought you out of Egypt.
所以这是父神自己在说自己是谁。他说我是那个将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。
And then verse 3 comes the first commandment.
然后第三节就能看到第一条的诫命。
You shall have no other gods other than me.
这里面说了，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
Second commandment, you shall not make yourself a calf image.
第二条诫命说不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Think about it.
想一想。
Do you have another God?
你心中还有别的神吗？
Is God number one?
你的神是你心目中第一个吗？
If you can't say that, then you've already broken the first commandment.
如果你还犹豫的话，你就已经破了第一条了。
Do you have anything else that you idolize?
你还有没有心目中别的事情在你心目中被你当成了无形的偶像？
If you have, you've broken the second commandment.
如果有的话，那你可能把这第二条也破了。
That's why God knows why for you and I to be happy, for you and I to walk a life that will make us content.
所以神说，如果神让你和我都过上喜乐、快乐的生活的话，那我们必须要这样。
You need to have the right God.
需要有一个正确的神先。
The most important commandment is that we have to have God, our God.
最重要的十诫中的一诫就是我们要认对神。
Amen. The only God.
认对这唯一的神。
His name is Jesus.
他是耶稣。
And His Father, we call the Father.
我们叫父神为父亲。
And His Spirit, we call the Spirit.
那他的灵，我们叫他圣灵。
The three are one.
他们三者本来就一体。
That's for another day to explain.
那要具体再问三位一体，我们改天再说。
But we believe in one God.
我们今天相信，所信的就是一个神。
That is the God we need to believe in.
那这是我们所要信的。
The moment you say, Allah is also another God, no. Buddha is another God, no.
如果你开始去用其他的名字说，那个什么也是神啊，这个阿拉也是神啊，菩萨也是神啊，等等。
Amen. That's why if you send your children to a Jehovah Witness, or sorry, to a Buddhist school and say, ah, it's okay, it's just another God, the same as Jesus, then you are wrong.
那你要是把你的孩子放到一个佛学的学校里面去，那你就会错了。
Amen. And when you go and visit temples, don't go and bow down and worship anotheridol, because that is breaking the second commandment and the first.
当你去到寺庙的时候，可不要把自己的膝盖就跪向了一个偶像。
Amen. You know, when we go on holiday, we always see a lot of temples, a lot of this and that, right?
当我们去度假的时候，是不是经常看到各种寺庙、偶像啊之类的？
牧师啊，可不可以呀？去啊？
有人就问我说：“牧师，我可 ，Pastor, can I go there?”
I always say, look at first commandment, second commandment.
我说你看第一条是什么？十诫的第一条。
You can go and look and take pictures, but don't go and burn incense, bow down and worship.
你顶多就是去照张相，但是你不要去那里烧香啊，还拜一拜啊。
Amen. Because by the time you come out and come back, you no longer be a Christian, you'll be a Buddhist.
因为你要再回来的时候，你就不要再叫自己是基督徒了，你就叫自己是佛教徒。
Also, when you go near a temple and you feel uncomfortable, get out quick.
如果你进到一个寺庙，你的灵里面有一种不舒服的感觉，那你就要赶快出来。
Because the enemy is live.
因为魔鬼是在撒谎。
It's a powerful temple.
它是一个别的神的寺庙。
Last year when I was in Taiwan, I was walking with Suzanne in a night market.
去年我在台湾的时候，我们进入了一个晚上的市场。
And as I walked towards a particular place, I said, Suzanne, there's a demon there.
然后我突然当时走到一个地方，我就对我的太太说，哎，那里我看到了一个鬼。
You can really feel the demon. And it's a powerful one.
你能够感觉到那个鬼，而且好像似乎很有能力。
And so we took around, long way around.
所以我当时就绕着走。
And I looked. It was a living temple.
我后来看到才看清楚，原来是一个寺庙。
They were doing dramas in front, you know, because they were doing dramas for the demons.
他们当时在为那里头的鬼神去排了一些戏。
Amen, Hallelujah. Other times when we went to Japan, we went to see the temples.
还有就是我们去日本的时候，我们也经常要参观寺庙。
Guess what? At night when I was sleeping, the devil from the temple came and visit me.
那我晚上在酒店睡觉的时候，那个寺庙里头的小鬼就跑来探访我。
Now the question is, should you go or not go?
那你当时是该去呢，还是不该去寺庙呢？
It all depends on whether you can cope with it or not.
那就看你自己是怎么样子去处理这些事
情。Hallelujah! You can go and take pictures, but be careful if you can discern whether there's a real demon there or is it just no one there.
你去那里，你要么就照个照片之类的，但是你也需要一些分辨，看能不能分辨出你看到的是寺庙还是里面的小鬼怪。
For me, I like going to take pictures there because you can tell.
那我每次去的话，我都还是会照一张相的。
Amen, Hallelujah. Anyway, it's up to you.
那是你自己的选择。
But what you cannot do is worship them.
那你不能做的就是去拜他。
But if you do go and see them, you don't be surprised if they attack you.
那你要是去看看他们呢，你也不要吃惊如果他晚上来探访你。
OK, third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
下一节说不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
Fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath.
第四条，当纪念安息日。
To keep it holy.
守为圣日。
These four commandments are for God.
这四条都是给神的诫命。
So why is it remember the Sabbath and keep it holy is for God?
为什么我们说当纪念安息日守为圣日是为神守的呢？
The Ten Commandments can be split into four commandments and six commandments.
十诫里面一般会被分为前面四条和后面六条。
The first four you honor God with.
前面四条主要是为神守。
The last six you honor people.
后面的六条是为爱人来守。
So the question is, why is remembering the Sabbath honoring God?
那我们现在问的是，那为什么第四条说要当纪念安息日，守为圣日呢？
Because God, every single week, He wants you to spend one day entering into His rest.
因为神当时说，我要你在一个星期里面有一天能够进入到我安息。
And this is where you get your energy from.
这个就是你来充电啊，得到能力的时候了。
This is how I survive all these years.
这就是我，你们问我怎么样这样子，活下来的方法。
Doesn't matter where you are, you need to enter into God's rest.
不管你人在哪里，你都要进入到神的安息里面。
Many times when you run out of energy, it's not holiday that you want.
每次当你觉得累的时候，不是说你还需要度更多的假。
Because it may not be your body that is weak.
因为可能你累的就不是自己的身体。
It is your spirit that is weak.
可能是你的里面累着了。
You see, God wants us to spend one day a week with Him. It's because He wants to re-energize you.
所以神说，他让我花一天的时间跟他在一起，是为了让给你充电，让你里面重新得力。
So that He can put things right inside you.
所以他可以让你里面真的得力。
If you enter His rest,
如果你进入到神的安息里,
then the next 6 days,
那接下来的那六天,
will be restful.
你就会觉得很安息的感受。
If you don't go, if you don't spend a day with God, then your next 6 days will be chaotic.
那你要是那一天就没有质量，没有跟神在一起，你剩下的六天也会很糟糕。
And you will go from more, less energy to less energy to less energy until you say,我死了。
你的那个电池呢，就会一天用一点，一天用一点，最后就用完了，就说死了。
When that happens,
当那个事情发生时,
when you feel very, very low on energy,
当你觉得你电池不够的时候,
it's most likely to be something inside.
很常见的其实是你里面的问题。
Something inside.
是里面的问题。
里面。So in your spirit, when your spirit, when you do not enter into God's presence in your spirit,You will feel you're not connected to God.
当你没有在灵里面进入神的时候
Let's change it, change it. Can you see, right? Can you make my phone, my a little bit lower? Yeah. Can you see? Often we neglect our spiritual health.
很多时候我们都忽略了我们属灵的健康。
Very, very important.
很重要。
You need every single week, you need to spend time with the Lord.
每一星期我们都需要跟神
花时间在一起。What it means is that you need to find a way where you feel you're encountering His God. When you are thinking about Him, when you are meditating about Him,When you spend the day with Him, it's like a family day with God.
你需要能找到你自己的方式与神去相处。可能是你花一天时间跟他在一起，可能是你在思想他的话语，可能是你在祷告，你在灵里面跟他相交。
If you practice this, you never go wrong.
你要是每次都是这样子的来练习和
操练，就不会错。Because when God made the heavens and the earth, He spent 6 days working hard.
因为当神造天地的时候，他也是花了六天去造的天地，工作很辛苦。
But notice when He made man on the sixth day.He created the seventh day as a Sabbath day.
但是六天以后，他就专门造了安息日。
The seventh day as a Sabbath day is when God and man comes together.
那安息日就是神和人相聚在一起的一个家庭日的感觉。
Amen. If you fail to connect with God that week,
如果你这一个星期跟神都没有太多连接的话
，to connect with Him,
没有连接的话
，to enter His rest,
没有进入到他的安息的话
，you find the next 6 days really hard.
你会发现接下来的六天就会很糟糕。
Amen. Very simple. That's why He says, keep your Sabbath.
所以说要纪念安息日。
This is your charging station.
这是你的充电的桩。
This is where God put things right.
是神能够在你里面给你调理的时候。
This is where God press the button reset.
这是神重新给你来一个重启键，你要按下去，让你重新。
Your mind, your soul.
重新开机，让你的头脑。
If you lack energy, this is where He goes charge you.
如果你没有电的话，这个就是电桩给你充电的。
Now, many of us choose to go to church.
很多人呢都选择去教会。
For our Sabbath day.
就是选择在安息日那一天去教会。
Amen.That's why you come here. If you find a church that can help you to enter into God's rest, it is a treasure. It is a blessing.
如果你们找到了一个教会，能够帮助你进入神的安息，这是你的福气。
A lot of churches today are museums.
很多有些教会可能今天就像博物馆一样的。
When you walk through the doors, it's like walking in a graveyard.
你可能会走到他们门前的时候，有进入到坟墓的感觉。
You don't feel God warm, you feel cold and chilly.
你没有觉得很温暖，你可能会觉得很冷。
But when you go to a church and you encounter God's presence,
但是你要是走到一个教会，你感觉到神的同在。
Then your Sabbath day is made easy.
那你的安息日进入安息，岂不就更容易了？
You just go to church that day.
那你就那一天，你起码有教会那一天。
And get recharged.
也可以在那里充电。
When you hear the word of God,
当你听到神的话语。
When you worship with people,
当你一起跟人一起赞美。
That's why going to church is not just listening to a sermon.
所以去教会可不是仅仅只是听到哦。
It is about encountering God's presence.
是关于和神相遇。
It's about meeting up with God.
是关于跟神的相遇。
It's about entering into His presence.
是关于进入到神的同
在。Finding that rest.
能够找到神的安息。
Finding that release.
能够进入到神里面。
How many of you feel that when you come here sometimes?
你们有没有来到教会有这样子的经历呢？
Yeah, maybe not every week, but hopefully you come here.You worship and you listen. You go back home feeling, boom.
那每次希望你们来的时候，都会有回去以后有觉得哎充电了的感觉。
And then you can tomorrow when you wake up, hallelujah.
然后明天早上起来的时候就觉得我的电是满的。
Amen. You feel sorry for the devil for another 6 days.
然后你说 devil 你倒霉了，你有六天要糟糕了，遭殃了。
That's why if you can't find a church that will help you to enter God's rest.Then you got to sort that out at home.
如果你没有找到教会可以能帮助你充电的话，那就
要想办法。That's why it matters what church you go to.
所以你去哪家教会也挺重要的。
Amen. So if you can't find a church that helps you to enter into the Sabbath,
如果你不能找到一个教会帮你进入安息日的话
hey, another one, please.Hopefully my one will last. Is it okay? Oh, hallelujah. So if you can't find a church that will help you to enter the rest, then do it at home.
那你要是你自己的教会都没有办法让你进入这种安息的话，那你这个操作就在家里发生。
You got to enter into God's peace.
那你在家里里面就要懂得去进入到神的同在。
That means worship.
借着敬拜。
That means reading His word.
借着读神的话语。
That means prayer.
借着祷告。
That means One to one with God.
借着与神一对一的相交。
Alone.
单独在一起。
Amen. If you can't, then I tell you, you won't survive.
如果这种时间都没有的话，那你就真的是活得不舒服了。
Amen. And that's how you can go from one trip to another trip, and you feel praise God. That's why the reason why I come back in those 10 years every single Sunday is not because I am tough, because I need to go to church.
所以我的秘诀就是这样。你们之所以说为什么我每个星期天都还能回来讲道，是因为我比你们任何人都更加需要回来。
Although I'm preaching, but that's where I encounter God.
虽然我是那个讲道的人，可是那也是我跟神相遇的机会。
Amen. Let's look at the last one, verse 12. Honor your father and sorry, next one. Honor your mother and father, that your days may be long, and in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
十二节说当孝敬父母使你的日子在耶和华你的神所赐的地上得以长久
Verse 13 you shall not murder you shall not commit adultery you shall not steal you shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbor
不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可做假见证陷害你的邻舍
Verse 17 you shall not covet your neighbor's house you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or your male servantOr your female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's.
你不可贪恋那邻舍的房屋，不可贪恋你邻舍的妻子、奴仆、婢女、牛驴以及其他一切所有的。
In today's world,
今天在世上
today's church,
在今天的教会当中
we fail the last commandment.
我们最难做的就是最后一条。
Amen. I see in pastors.
我看到牧师在这上面挫败。
They all want to be billionaires.
他们都想很有钱。
They all want to be like next door neighbor.
他们都想像隔壁的邻居一样那样。
They all want to drive the next best car.
他们都想开很好的车。
Everybody say, if only, if only, if only.
所以所有的人都会说，如果我要有那个这个就好了。
That's why you're not happy.
所以才不高兴的嘛。
Many years ago, I heard a story.
很多年前，我听到这么一个故事。
There's a village somewhere.
有一个村庄。
Everybody was happy with their life. It was very simple.
每个人都很开心，他们都有一个很简单的生
活。Everybody is united together. The village is like one big family.
每个人都很合一，那个村庄里的人就像一个大家子一样。
Until one day,
直到有一天
，somebody's son came back from the city.
有一个人的儿子从城市里回来了。
And he bought a TV.
他买了一架电视机。
And also a fridge.
还有一个冰箱。
And he put it in his mom and dad's house.
然后把这两样放在了他父母的家里。
And the whole village came out and looked at the TV, looked at the fridge.
整个村庄的人全部都出来了，去参观那个电视机和冰箱。
They were no longer happy with their lives.
从那以后，他们就开始对他们的生活不满意了。
Because they all wanted.
因为他们全都想要那个电视机，都想要那个冰
箱。We all want the latest iPhone. We always want the latest car.
现在我们都想要最上等的。各样的
We used to be happy with one house. No, we want 10.
那有的人说，那一个房子都不够，我要十个房子。
So no matter how many times you pray,
所以不管你怎么祷告
，That's your problem.
你的问题就在这里呀。
Let God give you what you need.
让神把你所需的供给你。
And be content.
然后满足。
Because life is not all about these things.
因为生活不是关乎于这些事情。
But the worldview is.
但是世界却是这么认为的。
Yes, it is.
世界就会说是这样啊。
It is God's will.
是神这样子也希望祝福我
们。God wants you to have many, many, many houses.
神想让你有很多很多房子。
And many, many wives.
有很多很多妻子。
And many, many husbands.
还有很多很多丈夫。
That's the worldview.
这是世上的认知哦。
That's why today you get pastors who after divorce, after another divorce, after another divorce.
所以你今天也看到了各样的牧师，他们也是今天离婚，接着又离婚，再又离婚。
They don't even realize they broke the Ten Commandments.
他们也没有意识到他们自己已经破坏了十诫。
So someone needs to say to them, Pastor.
所以有人需要对他说，牧师啊。
Number ten says.
第十条说。
You do not covet someone's donkey.
你不要去贪恋别人的驴子
Someone's wife,
别人的妻子
their land,
别人的田地
Amen. I'm trying to tell myself that
我自己也要不停地提醒我自己
We all struggle
我们都会有这样的挣扎、哦、
That's why last week I said we need Jesus
所以上周我才跟你说我们都需要耶稣
With tears
然后哭着说
God, I'm happy with my 10-year-old car
神啊我对我的十年车非常满意
Just barely passed the MOT.
我差点点去年那个年检都没过，但是就过了。
主啊，我开心 with tears.
我好开心，终于过了年检。
Because are you going to make yourself miserable, or are you going to try allow the Holy Spirit to bring you joy?
你是要自己呢一直不开心下去呢，还是要圣灵把这种满足和喜乐带给你呢
？You may call this madness.
你也许会觉得这是疯子的想法。
Or do you believe in the word of God?
还是说你要相信神的话语呢
？Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are so good to you are so good to us.
主啊，你对我们是良善的。
I just pray, O God.Every time when we look at the commandments,
主啊，我们祷告，当我们看到十诫的时候
is where we see,
我们就能看到
where things are gone wrong,
出错在哪里
Help us to trust you,
主啊，来帮助我们来相信你
Help Jesus to live in us,
要耶稣住在我们的里面
as we crucify our old self,
当我们在钉死我们的肉体时
and let Christ live in me,
主啊，让基督在我里面活出来
and that through His strength.
借着主耶稣基督的力量
We will indeed see the Ten Commandments
我们能够看到这十诫
As a real blessing
成为我们的祝福
We thank you Lord
主啊我们谢谢
我们大家起 Hallelujah
耶稣你是万民的救赎十诫能力是我们的盼望充分证明你已胜过死亡永远掌权永远得胜
再来一遍
耶稣你是万民的救赎十诫能力是我们的盼望 证明，你已胜过死亡，永远掌权，永远得胜。敬拜耶稣，全地都扬声赞美耶稣，向世界宣告。
Pray for those brothers and sisters that you're feeling very tired today.
今天想为那些在你里面觉得很累的弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
Today is the day of Sabbath.
今天就是安息日。
Let's enter into His rest.
让我们进入到主的安息里面。
Shake those things off.
能够赶走里面的疲劳。
Shake off the weariness.
能够赶走里面的疲劳。
Father, right now, Lord.
主啊，我们现在。
I pray that you will encourage our brothers and sisters.
你来亲自来鼓励和加添力量给我们。
Those who are weary.
特别是那些特别劳累的弟兄姊妹。
They will stir up the life that is in them.
主啊，你搅动他们里面的生命。
And let the power of God come.
主啊，让你的能力在他的里面。
And stir up the hearts.
来搅动他们的心。
Stir up the life in them.
搅动他们里面的生命。
So let them know.
主啊，让他们知道。
The power of God is in them.
主啊，你的能力就在里面。
That we don't have to accept.
让我们不再接受。
This weariness.
这种疲劳的感觉。
Hallelujah. If you're one of those people,
如果你是那个劳累的人
then no matter how much you sleep,
不管你要怎么睡掉
how many holidays you've gone to,
不管你要度多少的假
still feel tired,
你都会觉得劳累
then it's most likely to be a spiritual problem.
那可能我们所处理的是一个属灵的问题
Right now,
现在
cry out to Jesus.
就向耶稣基督呼求
Lord,
说主啊
Deliver me from my weariness.
主啊，你释放我从劳累中出来。
Deliver me from my weariness.
释放我从疲惫中出来。
Breathe upon me.
主啊，你向我呼气。
Breathe upon me.
向我呼气。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Feel right now.
主啊，你来充满我们。
Let the power of God breathe upon you.
主啊，让你的能力吹向我们。
Breathe upon your heart.
吹向我们的心。
Into your spirit.
进入我的灵。
Let the power of God manifest.
主啊，让你的能力能够出现。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Lord, stir up the spirit in them.
主啊，你来搅动我们的灵。
Let life of Christ manifest.
让基督的生命在我里面彰显。
Oh, Rabba Kashanda.Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
主啊 ，Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
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 And if you can't speak in tongues,
如果你会说方言的话
，I'll encourage you to go home.
我鼓励你回家之后
，spend an hour praying in tongues.
你花很长的时间在方言上祷告。
The next day, another hour.
换一天又继续。
And you do 1 hour each day.
每天都有一个小时。
You will find the power God will ignite.
你会看到神的能力在你里面发生。
You find the fire God will burn.
你快看到神的火在你里面燃烧。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to those people that you've been on holiday, you're still tired.
我是在说那些一直在度假却还是不能够医治你疲劳。
And you had your sleep, you're still tired.
你明明有好好的睡觉，可是
you're running out of energy.
你一直说自己没有力气了。
It is a spiritual need that you have.
这是一个属灵的需要。
I encourage you every day.
我鼓励你每天如此。
If you can pray in tongues.
你可以用方言祷告。
One hour every day.
每天一个小时。
One hour every day.
每天都一个小时。
One hour every day.
再每天一个小时。
And during the rest of the time.
剩下的时间。
Worship God.
敬拜赞美主。
While you're driving, while you are.
不管是在开车也好，还是煮饭也好
，Sing songs to the Lord，
向主唱诗歌
，And let God the Holy Spirit invade you，
让神的灵完全的侵占你
，And will instill power in you，
然后在你里面给你能力。
Heaven is accessible，
天堂是可以去的。
The throne room of grace is accessible，
耶稣座前的能力是可以得
着的。So right now, in Jesus' name。
耶稣的能力可得着。
I break the power we weariness.
我们侍奉这样子的，我们打破这样的疲劳。
The breath of God breathe on you.
主啊，让你的呼气像
吹
气这样吹气。主啊，你来吹气。
And I rebuke the enemy.
主啊，我们斥责魔鬼的作为。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Lord bless our families.
主啊，你来祝福我们的家人。
Bless our children.
祝福我们的孩子。
Pray, O God,
主啊，我们祷告。
That you bless them all.
你来祝福每一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come forward. In
如果你们需要祷告，请到前面来。